Welcome to the Ministry Marks podcast. My name is Thomas Majors, and I'm joined by David Haynes. Let me do it again.
We've been huffing helium.
Welcome to the Ministry Marks podcast. My name is Thomas Majors, and I'm joined by David Haynes.
Thomas, I appreciate it.
But David, thank you so much. I appreciate you too.
Man, it is nice to be appreciated. And the reason we are appreciating each other is, is Pastor Appreciation Month. How about that?
That is so nice. Yeah. Pastor Appreciation Month.
It just has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
I feel appreciated.
Do you?
Even though you said that to me.
Yeah.
I just felt cosmically appreciated.
So someone telling you that they appreciate you helps your feelings?
It did.
Yeah, wow. What
and
a novel
especially
idea.
Coming from a person like you.
Right. Because I don't hardly appreciate anybody. Nobody's my favorite. So. Yeah, appreciation is interesting. So it is nice to hear I appreciate you, Pastor.
That's right. And it is Pastor Appreciation Month. Usually that's celebrated in October. So, David.
Yeah.
When did it begin?
Okay. So, according to our studies, Pastor Appreciation started in the year 1992. Now, in 1992, I was 12 years old. How old were you?
I was 10 years old.
That's right. Thomas, I don't think I appreciated my pastor back in 1992. Did you appreciate your pastor formally in 1992?
I probably did not either. No, I don't think I ever said that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take just a moment and to appreciate our pastors. Now, let me tell you, in 1992, I was attending with the church that my family attended, my mom, my dad, my favorite little sister. We attended Shiloh Baptist Church on the west side of Alcorn County. If you're familiar with Corinth, Mississippi, Alcorn County, on the west side of Corinth, just before you get to Theo, there's a little church called Shiloh Baptist Church. And I loved my time growing up at Shiloh Baptist Church. Some of my good buddies, Jason, Brad, Kurt, man, we had so much fun at Shiloh Baptist Church. And in 1992, Sammy McMillan was my pastor. We now know Sammy well. You and I both know Sammy because we're pastors. Sammy is now a retired pastor. Right. But love Brother Sammy, his wife, Miss Becky, their children, and I greatly appreciate the influence he had on my life then. He didn't know it, and I didn't know it, that I was going to be a preacher. But so often, whenever I look at a biblical passage, I filter that through the lens of prior pastors. And so often, even though it has been years since Brother Sammy has been my pastor, I can remember something he said or some way that he illustrated a passage. And I often think about some of the things that he told about biblical stories that have a great influence on my life and career even today. So, Sammy McMillan, I appreciate your pastoral leadership all the way back in 1992.
So, in 1992, I would have been at First Baptist Church Nettleton, and George Johnson was the pastor during that time. George Johnson, his wife was Miss Linda, and they had a son named Matthew. And George was, Brother George was such a faithful pastor and a good expositor. I don't remember that many sermons I ever heard from him. You know, I was little kid, but one of the sermon series that I remember the most is he preached through the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount. And I can remember going as a kid and each Sunday him preaching on one of those different aspects. And in 1992, he probably didn't have to show that much patience to me. But a few years later, when I became a teenager, he was a very patient and kind and generous man. Yeah. And so I am very appreciative of George Johnson, Brother George Johnson from First Baptist Church, Nettleton.
Yeah. So Pastor Appreciation picked up in the year, started in the year 1992. It really picked up steam in the year 1994 when Focus on the Family began promoting Pastor Appreciation, Pastor Appreciation Month. Maybe your church had a Pastor Appreciation Day. And so by the time the Focus on the Family picked it up, that's when it really started rolling. And your church probably started experiencing Pastor Appreciation times, maybe in the late 90s, maybe the early 2000s. And both Thomas and I have served as pastors. We currently serve as pastors. And it is nice. It is really nice to be appreciated.
It's a pretty new occurrence, though, isn't it?
It
I mean,
is.
When you think about all of Christendom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
And how long Christians have been around and there's been churches. Yeah. I mean, huh? We've only started appreciating our pastors in 1992. Before that, we didn't like them. Before that, we would run them off. Before that, we would have yearly calls.
Yeah, yeah, the annual call. Now, let me tell our brothers and sisters who are listening to this podcast, maybe they don't know what an annual call is. In many churches, once a year, usually on the anniversary of that pastor's being there or the anniversary of a new church year, they would pass the secret ballots out and do we want to keep our pastor for another year? Some would say a vote of affirmation. Really, it's just a chance to vote the preacher out. That yes. was it.
So, we need a new preacher around here. We don't appreciate him no longer. So really, absolutely. I mean, this is a new occurrence. And and the way churches work, your church may do it. Your church may not participate with pastor appreciation. But generally here in the South, especially among Baptist churches and the push with like associations and the convention to show appreciation, then it's more widespread now than it probably was in 1992 and 1994.
I completely agree. We would encourage you to appreciate your pastor personally and then appreciate your pastor from the point of a congregation. We would want you to do that. There is nothing wrong with it, and he would greatly appreciate the appreciation.
I like the way you used appreciation in those sentences.
I appreciate that comment, Thomas.
All right, so let's just state the obvious.
Okay.
When is Pastor Appreciation? Was it during the month of October? But do we not appreciate him those other 11 months?
We sure do. We appreciate that pastor all year round. Yeah, but on that month, it is focused.
It is a focused appreciation, something that can be spoken. But most churches, and hey, I will say, as a pastor who has served local churches, I usually do feel appreciated all year long, not just October.
Absolutely. Thomas, you and I today, we went out to eat while we were recording podcasts. We happened to go to a restaurant of one of your church members.
Yes.
And when you and I went to pay our bill, that church member said, nope, no, 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 it's on the house. And I appreciate that.
Yes, it was unexpected. Yes. We did not go there for that reason.
We wanted good food. Buddy, we got it.
We got some really good food.
Yeah.
And we made sure that we had cash before we went because
that's
it was cash only. And we got there. And after we ate, it was taken care of. Man, it would just kind of blew us away.
And you and I, pastors in general, experience that on the occasion.
Yes.
You go and sit down in a restaurant. Maybe it's not the owner of the restaurant is one of your church members, but there is a congregant, there is someone sitting out there who watched you order, and they go to the waitress and they get your bill. They go to the waiter and they get your bill. That happens so often, and that is pastor appreciation through the months. And we really, that is so very kind, so very nice. Thomas, right now we're recording this podcast about the midpoint of October, and I can honestly say I think I have 4 or 5 cards for pastor appreciation already that I walked in my office and there'd be a card there. Someone hand me a card during the church service. Not during the church service. Hey, preacher, stop what you're saying. I got a card.
That's
for
a good
you.
Point, David. But wait a minute.
But I've got 4 or 5 cards where people have expressed their appreciation, and that means so much to me. A lot of churches will appreciate during the month of October. Some will do something special on that first Sunday in October. Some will build and they will do something special maybe on that last Sunday in October.
Yeah. So at Ingomar so far, I've had one person come up and get me. You've had 4. I've had one. But I've had one person come up and Amanda. All right. So it was a banana cake.
A banana cake. Yes. I've heard of banana bread.
This is a banana cake.
Oh, I got you. Are they good?
Brother. All right. So it was, he has his own like baking company. I mean, he does this on the side and it's called Pop's Cakes. And the banana cake is by far mine and Amanda's favorite. And it was frozen. He told us, he said, it's frozen. We told him before we liked it frozen. We froze some of it and we would cut off a piece. So it was frozen. He gave it to us. And every night this past week, we've been eating banana cake.
I got you. Well, Thomas, I wasn't going to say anything, but I can tell you put on about 18 pounds.
So. It's because of the banana cake. I'm telling you, it is so good. And every night, I feel very appreciated. I eat that banana cake. I'm thinking, well, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate this, man. This is good. Churches do things at different times, though. Some do it at the beginning of the month. Some do it at the end. And most churches that I've been to, it's been the hush, hush secret.
That's right.
Shh. Nope. Yeah. Let's surprise him on the last day. Let's make him think we forgot about it.
Yeah.
Let's surprise him and see if we can get him to cry in the service or something. You know? Have you experienced something like that?
I've cried a few times, but not because of how great the gift was. Oh, that's terrible.
See, David,
but you're right.
David, yeah. I know you well enough to know that that's a joke. Yeah.
Sure it is. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Okay. So that brings up a great question. Uh-huh. How have some churches celebrated Pastor Appreciation Month?
Yeah. Okay. So cards, sometimes churches will give an additional paycheck, whatever that paycheck is. And now that would be at a church that the pay is every week. If you only pay your pastor once a year, I don't know that you can duplicate that on Pastor Appreciation. Sometimes it is an additional check. Sometimes it's kind of a secret hush hush going through the Sunday school class. And they do something, what is in the South is called a money tree. They tell everybody, bring a $10 bill or a $20 bill, and they'll put those things on a little tree. They'll kind of paperclip it to a tree. And the green that you see are not leaves, but the green is money. And that seems so weird, but it's just a very nice way of giving your pastor money.
I received one of those one time.
Really?
I did. And it's the only time I've ever received it like that. I mean, it literally was a tree. It was like a silk
tree.
For jewelry.
Gotcha, you know, for jewelry.
You hang jewelry on it. It had places like for some of the leaves, it had a few leaves here and there. And it was so you could put earrings in it, but they had paper clipped to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
The leaves of it were green.
Yeah.
With money.
Yeah.
And money really grew on trees there.
And at First Baptist, whenever we do something like that to show appreciation for a new staff member or for a special anniversary, like a 20th anniversary, one of our staff members just celebrated 20 years, we do gift card trees. And so we ask them to bring gift cards. We ask them to bring things like that. So it might not be cash, but it is something very similar where that person can go to Longhorn Steakhouse. That person can go to Barnes & Noble. That person can go to Amazon, whatever, and be able to purchase things that they want.
And some of the churches that where I've served, I have received gifts before.
Yeah.
Like a plaque, or received a picture, or received a tie at one place. If you could have a preference for what kind of gift you received,
yeah.
What do you think is the most beneficial for preachers?
Okay. I would put this in two categories. The two categories I would say would be a financial blessing. So a gift of money, and then the other would be a gift of time. A number of years ago, there is a pastor that you and I both know very well. He is now retired, but I spoke with him probably 2 or 3 years before his retirement, which has now been a couple of years ago. And he said that at this stage in my life, he would have been in his 60s, approaching 70. He said, David, at this stage in my life, he said, my church does not give me a financial raise He said, they give me a vacation raise. So everything they would do for him, I'm assuming something like pastor appreciation, something like annual church budget, they kept his salary the same. They didn't give him a benefit of money. They gave him a benefit of time. They would give him additional time with this man has multiple children, many grandchildren. And so they would give him things that he could utilize his time to spend with his family. So I would say two categories, be a financial blessing to your pastor or be a blessing to your pastor that includes giving him time.
All right. And the other was financial. I can speak to that. My family homeschools, and I'm the only person in my family who brings in an income. And so for much of my ministry, we have learned to make a little go a long way. You know what I'm saying? And one of the ways we've done that, a lot of times if a church would give us a financial gift in October, well, if they did so on the last Sunday of October, well, what happens in November? Christmas buying, Christmas shopping. And we would use that money for that pastor appreciation gift to begin Christmas shopping and doing the Christmas buying for our kids so they could have something at Christmas. And so, you know, I'm a person who says if a church can, they should do some kind of financial gift, because who knows, they might be in the same boat that my family was all of those years where we were trying to get by on a little bit, and that little bit of extra money at an odd time like that, right before Christmas, was so beneficial to us.
Thomas, let's continue on with that idea. Thank you so much for sharing that personal story about a financial blessing. Let's think a little more about a blessing of time. There are some churches who will give their pastor, maybe after 5 years of service, maybe after every 5 years of service, they will give their pastor a sabbatical. Thomas, explain a sabbatical to a layperson out there.
All right, a sabbatical is the idea of like the Sabbath rest. You know, from the Old Testament, they were to work the ground and then they were to give it a Sabbath rest. And so every 7 years, they were to give the ground a rest in that sense. Well, this kind of goes along with that. And so some churches, they hold to the 7 year Sabbath rest for a pastor. And so in the seventh year, what they'll do is they'll give a month. But more recently, most churches have been going to a 5 year sabbatical because they're finding out a lot of times that church staff member leaves right at 5 years or a little bit after 5 years because they're burnt out. They don't even make it to that 7 year mark. And so a sabbatical kind of gives the pastor a rest. It is beyond the regular vacation time. So even if that pastor gets 2 or 3 weeks that year, they still would get an additional time. And from my understanding, the majority of people get somewhere between two weeks to a month and can be as much as 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I've not really heard of anyone getting more than 6 weeks. Have you?
No, I haven't either. And for the pastors that have experienced times of sabbatical, neither you nor I have ever had one.
No.
But what they say is you come back so refreshed and recharged, and even the people that you minister to can tell it in your interpersonal relationships, and they can tell it in your preaching. Whenever you come back, they say, that guy's a different guy.
Yeah.
And he is so in tune with what the Lord wants him to do right here at our church.
So the idea of the sabbatical is that rest for the pastor, and it can be a great way for a church to show appreciation to their pastor and do so on a regular basis. If they do that every 5 years, let's just say the pastor's there for 5 years, they give him a 1 month sabbatical where he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to come to the office. They pay him like he is working. He doesn't have to come into the office. He doesn't have to preach, but his whole goal, his whole work in ministry of that 1 month being gone is to read the Word of God. It is to go and be refreshed at another church, to hear preaching, to be spiritually recharged so that when he comes back, he is able to lead.
Yeah. Hey, a few years ago, David Hamilton, And we are friends with David Hamilton, yes, both you and I. And a few years ago, David Hamilton, he's experienced a couple of sabbaticals. He's been in this church 26 years and is beloved, not just at West Heights Baptist in Pontotoc, but he is beloved at Mississippi Baptist. He served on SBC Executive Committee. David Hamilton is beloved. But he was heading to our church. One time he was on sabbatical. He and his wife Susan came over and they came to church with us on one of those Sundays where he was off. But at a previous time, he was headed to Trinity and he got the service times wrong. And he realized that he was going to be too late and said, oh man, I got the times mixed up. They started 30 minutes before I thought. We just need to pull over and go to church somewhere else. And he pulled over at a church between where he serves and where I served. And he walked in and went to a worship service at a church he had not planned to go to and said, wow, this worship leader is fantastic. And in just a little bit of time, their worship leader left. And guess who they called? The worship leader of that church where he happened to pull in the parking lot and enjoy a worship service. So there's all kind of benefits to this sabbatical season of rest.
And that's just one way a church can show their appreciation, even and think about their the spiritual health of their pastor. Because the pastor deals with so much and carries so much. And all of those things just build up and build up and build up over a period of time.
It does. And one thing that lacks in the life of a pastor is hearing preaching and being in worship services where you're not concerned about anything. You're not watching your watch. You're not wondering about the words on the screen. You're just worshiping the Lord. Dude, we had revival just a few weeks ago at First Baptist Church, Senatobia. Four of the five preachers were top notch. Wait.
That last one was that last one was kind of sketchy.
Thomas was the last preacher. Of course, all five were fantastic. What was so great? I got to sit there five services in a row. I did the welcome. I did the invitation. Just down front of the invitation. That's it.
Yeah, those are nice.
I just listened to preaching.
All right, so you said a church should give time or financially.
Yes.
And I agree. Either one of those for pastor appreciation would be great. Let's think through how can a church implement this if they've not done so already?
Yeah.
And what do you think should be their ultimate goal? If it's a church where their pastor has been there less than 5 years, what do you think their goal should be in that appreciation gift?
Gotcha. I think your goal, you and I have not discussed this, but I think if they were to give that pastor $500, that would go such a long way. That would buy groceries for the week. That might even buy groceries for the month. It would help put gas in his car. That would be such a financial blessing to him, not just him, but him and his wife. If you could appreciate the wife, also do something just for her, do something especially for her. That's what I would say. Now, of course, go through the correct channels. If your church is a budget run church, go to the finance team, the finance committee, and get the approval needed. If your church is a let's bless him through our Sunday school classes and aim at $500. If the Sunday school classes only take up 380, hey, pitch in another 120, make it 500 even.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really good idea. Thomas, what would you add to that?
I would definitely say probably not time. If it's under 5 years, I think financially, because of the reasons I said before, I do like the idea, and I'm going to approach this a little bit differently than maybe you did. I like the idea of a love offering, and especially if it is even a gift card love offering or a cash love offering, something that is not coming through the payroll books of the church, because that has to be recorded as income that later shows up on their taxes.
That's right. This is to be a gift.
They will have to pay taxes on that. And so I would probably say, you know, the love offering is probably, I think, would be one of the best ways to go.
Yeah.
And should you make a big deal about an art? So David and I are different. There's some pastors who probably would love to go up there and to receive a gift and to to say a thank you.
Yes, I am one of those. I want to say thank you. And what's so odd is at First Baptist, we have two worship services. So I receive the gift in the 8:30. And then after the service closes, I give it back to the person. And then at 11 o'clock, I receive it again. And so I get to thank both people. Yes.
I used to do that at Holly too, when we had two services.
I'm so surprised. Thank you.
What is this? Thank you. but me, I'm kind of the opposite. I just feel so weird and so strange standing up there and somebody giving me something like that. It is hard for me to accept a gift. I mean, even when we went to lunch earlier today and that person, I mean, it just puts me, I don't know, in a strange way. It humbles me. And I don't know. I just don't like being in the spotlight like that. I don't mind preaching. I don't like giving announcements. I don't like receiving gifts very publicly like that.
And so I think a person can take the personality of their pastor into consideration. You don't want to make him feel weird. So let him, whatever his personality trait is, do that.
Yes. I have always said thank you, but it has felt really weird. And I love it when they say, like, Brother Thomas, come up here. And I start walking up there. And then they're like, oh, come on, Miss Amanda, come up here too. Because I know immediately, I'm like, all right, we're both feeling awkward together. Let's go. She hates it. She hates the spotlight.
Get them both
too
up there.
And I think, yes, if I've got to suffer, you got to suffer too with me. You're my helpmeet.
Yeah, that's right. That's
we're
right.
We're going through this together.
All right, so Thomas, should a church only appreciate their pastor until he resigns? Or can a church appreciate their pastor even after a resignation?
I think they can, and I think they should.
You know, Thomas, I thought about this morning. Right now on my wrist, I'm wearing a watch. I'm going to click it so you can hear it. Did you hear that? Boy, that's nice.
I heard it.
That's nice. So on my wrist, every day, I wear a citizen's watch. I mean, fancy. And on the back of the watch, it is inscribed TBC, which stands for Trinity Baptist Church, 2015 to 2024. On my last Sunday as a pastor of Trinity Baptist, they gave me that watch. And I really appreciated it. And I wear it literally every day of my life. And I think of Trinity Baptist Church every time I put it up.
You said TBC. I was thinking Trinity Broadcasting Corporation. I thought Creflo Dollar may have gave that to you.
No, and I didn't say TCB, taking care of business. I said Trinity Baptist Church.
I think they should, and especially when it is a good separation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Trinity Whatever Baptist Church was very good to us. And even in our leaving to go to First Baptist Senatobia, they showed their appreciation to me. And every day I think of them.
Even if you don't receive a watch, or if you don't receive a brick, or if you don't receive something of the sorts, then at least a reception, right?
Yeah, that's right. At least some a cake. Reception. Some cake. If your pastor preaches on something, let him know that you hear him. So Thomas, I occasionally preach a sermon where the best illustration in that sermon is about Ritz crackers. You probably never even heard of the sermon. Thomas, I can't tell you how many boxes of Ritz crackers church members have given me because of that story that they remember. And then whenever they go and eat Ritz crackers the next time, they eat Ritz crackers the right way. Did you know there's a right way and a wrong way?
I did not.
Yeah. So Ritz crackers has an unsalted side and a salted side. If you will eat the Ritz crackers salt side down, where the salted side touches your tongue first, it will revolutionize the way you eat Ritz crackers. And so every time I tell that story, I mean, even at visiting churches where I'm preaching in revival, I have received cases of Ritz crackers as my going away gift because they remember that story. So even if it's a box of Ritz crackers. Now, you know what my wife says, David, every time you share that story, we get cases and cases of Ritz crackers at our house. And we do. Thank the Lord for that. She said, David, why don't you start preaching on gold bullion?
I shared an illustration one time And it was just one of those offhanded comments. I quoted some like music lyrics. I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was taller.
I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, you know. I wish I had a girl, I would call her. Okay. And I said, oh man, that's from the 1990s. Some of y'all don't even know that. We're talking about the time of clear Pepsi.
Yeah.
And that's all I said. And a couple of days later, there was a clear Pepsi that showed up on my desk. Do you remember clear Pepsi?
I do. It was terrible, man.
I drank that clear Pepsi. I was like, well, it's just going to ruin here. I'm going to drink it.
And so how was it pretty good?
It was about like you remember.
That's awful.
So I would agree. One easy way of showing appreciation, listen to the sermon and talk to the preacher about the sermon.
However it is, we want you to appreciate your pastor. Tell those pastors in your life how much you appreciate them. So thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Ministry Marks podcast.